and I fell over that puppy. I fell down, and the old dog, he yelled, and the puppy barked when I yelled when I fell on him, and my gun hit the old dog. I fell on the puppy. The snake struck down on the side of me. And I got up running, and I just went off and left my shotgun right there. Climbed up on a stump. The fellow with me, they told me right where the bird was and saw it light there. I said, shoot the snake. Can't see his head. I said, well, shoot him anyway. He said, well, bite your dog. You never shot a wild snake unless you could shoot his head off. I said, watch your dog. You shot him in the middle and bite into his soul. A lot of dogs jumped right on him. That old dog wouldn't jump on him. Boy, that scared me. Wasn't him. He killed the snake. He finally got his head stuck up and shot him in the head. I ran off and left both. Puppy followed me off. The old dog followed me off. Snake stayed there, then shot his head off.
You ever get snake bit or anything?
Get what?
You ever bitten by a snake or anything?
Never was bitten by one, but I put them near it a couple of times. Last time out here, I was hunting without a dog. Saw Cubby run across the road. I just had on my rubber shoes. I didn't have on my leggings. I hadn't been hunting since then without them. I jumped out the car and got my gun and walked out there and took him up. And I stepped right on one. The grass was about knee high. And I bent the grass down over him and stepped on him. And he couldn't get out from under me. And I didn't feel him wiggle. The boy had his tail. I must have been putting in his head. And I heard him rattle. If you ever heard one rattle, you remember it. But I'd heard several of them. I had chills about them. That thing rattled, I jumped, threw it back into the road, and I must have been near the wall from the road. And I turned my ankle. My bet was going to get married the next day, she and Cliff. I couldn't get my shoe. But I told the boy with me, he shot the snake. He didn't want to shoot because he couldn't see its head. I said, well, don't have a dog to shoot. I could see the snake's tail when I got out of the road. Couldn't get to me because I was in the road, and I was telling him before he got to me then if I was shaking so. I yelled him shooting him. He finally shot him. He shot him half into me. Swung his head around where I could see it, and I shot his head off. We stretched him across the road. He reached all the way across the road, side to side, after shot him in two. And I couldn't. I had to march down the aisle and give Bell away with that. Limp all the way down there. I think she toted and tagged me down there. Maybe they toted me down there. I had to come home and went to reception. I had to sit down like an old man. I'd sit there and everybody come up and shake hands with me and sit down because I stood up as long as I could.
You mentioned squirrels. They have different kinds of squirrels right here?
We have fox squirrels have been on the extinct list. They don't let you shoot them. They look like a fox. A good big red looking squirrel. They used to be plentiful when I was a boy. And gray squirrels, there are plenty of them. We got some out in the trees now all around. You see one come out here and find this tree, get on the house and jump another tree. We used to hunt those ones. I quit hunting them. I got so hearted, I guess. I killed one day. I shot a little one squirrel out the top of the tree. And he fell, and just one shot hit him. And I think if he'd been over, he'd have just run one off with a shot. He fell, and I went over and picked him up, tried to bite him. And I caught him back in the head, took him home. He cried all the way home. He wasn't hurt. I felt all over him. There wasn't any blood on him. Just felt where one shot at him somewhere along there.